Okay, if you could intro this podcast in any way, what would it be? Mine, immediately that came to mind, hey babies. Pretty good. Did you like it?
No, I did not. So if I could intro it
Before you say yours, okay. Just know that this is the first time you're addressing the audience of this podcast ever. And I've already managed to do something awful for myself in the community.
You have?
So go ahead.
On behalf of my co-host, I apologize. This is not exactly how we were going to start the new podcast.
So that's how that's your intro?
With an apology.
Okay, I love that.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for having us.
Yes. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. We're good. How I would actually intro this podcast. Guys, welcome to the Mended Futures podcast. If this is your first time seeing us, you might not know, but we used to have a broadcast that was live every week at 9 a.m. on Thursdays called Community Connection. But that actually started as a way for our senior leaders to talk to staff members during COVID. And then it just kind of transitioned into a live show for the community. But we decided to take a little break from that and kind of start fresh with something that, was intentionally made for people outside of this organization. So yes, this is a podcast powered by 518 Family Services and Vision 30. My name is Taylor Melvin. I work for 518 Family Services. I am a member of the marketing team, and I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Allison Jordan.
And I'm Allison Jordan. I am the new collaboration consultant working with Vision 30 partners in the region. So the counties and Lynchburg City.
Mm-hmm. And what is Vision 30 for the people who don't know?
Great question. I always start with, it's a God-sized goal with a deadline. So Vision 30 is that every child in this region will be safe in their family or in a family setting by 2030 and supported by a local faith community.
Mm-hmm. Love it. That is a God-sized goal. Mm-hmm. Before we get started, we want to talk about the fact that we rebranded to 518 Family Services. We were previously Patrick Henry Family Services, but we announced on May 18th that we're moving ahead as 518. We just wanted to refocus our vision on prevention and reconciliation within the family unit. And that is where the name of this podcast comes from, Mended Futures. Our new tagline is Mended Futures for Every Family. And so we kind of see this podcast as a way to bring awareness to family situations, whether it's support that they need or to bring awareness of the things that are available to volunteer for, maybe in your area. I want to acknowledge that before I worked here, I wouldn't have known anything about the family welfare space. And so I kind of want to act as that, you know, representation of that person. If you are in a similar spot where you know nothing about family welfare and you're kind of intimidated by it, but it's something that you know is important, then, you know, I'm kind of here to fulfill that role. And we see Allison as kind of the veteran here to bridge the gap because she can talk about her experiences. But
and I would say from the Vision 30 standpoint, I want to make sure that community organizations, everyday people understand how they can play a part in mending futures for their own family unit, as well as strengthening families in our region. So I want to make sure that we're understanding, even if child welfare foster care is not the space that you typically work mm-hmm. in. It's not the space that I've worked in mm-hmm. for the first 20 years of my career, but I have always done work that will impact it. Mm-hmm. So I think that you'll hear in our first episode and in subsequent episodes that things like mental health, mm-hmm. substance abuse, talking about healthy relationships, even things like financial education mm-hmm. are going to strengthen families. Absolutely. And the focus on reconciliation is absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. I think that we've gotten really good at intervention. Mm-hmm. But that's exhausting.
Yeah.
And we don't always close the loop on reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think one of the main things that we want to show through this podcast is that reconciliation is everywhere. It can look so different depending on the situation. But even just the need for reconciliation, the desire for reconciliation, it's in every person's story. So we'll have a wide variety of guests on here. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to. I think we're going to have some really cool perspectives, just some great people in general. So yeah, love it.
I'm excited.
Yes, me too. Life is messy, and sometimes people just need someone safe to talk to. We're here to listen because everyone's story should be heard. 518 Counseling exists to empower children, adults, and families to overcome past experiences and create a path to being stronger both mentally and spiritually. Family is a nuanced concept. 518's family care team brings simple solutions to complex situations through professional intervention, interpersonal support, and parenting education. We strive for an outcome of mending families and keeping children safe. 518's Connect team equips and empowers volunteers with the training and support to serve confidently by matching their passions with opportunities. Our outreach is targeted to build partnerships with individuals, churches, agencies, and businesses. At Hat Creek Camp, we provide exceptional camp experiences with careful attention to the needs of youth, encouraging campers to grow through trust-based challenges and successes. It's a place to build relationships, inspire change, and transform lives.
So because I'm a former teacher,
yeah.
Let's do a little vocab lesson.
Because yes, ma'am.
As we start off this podcast, we're going to use some terms mm-hmm. quite frequently in the space of, you know, making families stronger. Intervention mm-hmm. is probably what most people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you intervene on something, that's a very active
yep.
Word. So intervention could be the act of placing children in foster care
mm-hmm.
or historically placing children in a group home setting.
Mm-hmm.
Intervention could also be someone going into a drug rehab. I've always worked with teenagers. That could be placing someone in an alternative school setting.
Mm-hmm.
So those are examples of intervention.
Yeah.
And typically funding has gone towards intervention.
Yes. Intervention is more visible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think we focus on intervention?
I think there are a bunch of reasons. I've heard a lot since working here that intervention, it facilitates the hero story more mm-hmm. often than anything else. It's this child was in danger and someone intervened and got them out of danger. And now this child has grown up to be a successful human being.
You can measure it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's measurable. And I think especially when where funding is concerned, that is important,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's grants or through a different pathway. The people who are giving the funding want to see that their money is going to be going to something tangible
right.
and measurable.
So I do think it's important to highlight that in this Mended Futures podcast, we will talk about people who are intervening.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about interventions that have happened across many different generations, mm-hmm. across different areas. I know one of our guests talks about substance use.
Yep.
In that same episode, there is talk about foster care and kinship. Those are interventions. Mm-hmm. But we really want to add a couple more words into the vocabulary of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Prevention, that's, I'm probably not supposed to touch my microphone. prevention is my heart. So when I think about the work that Vision 30 does and the graphic of the river, the mm-hmm. two rivers, we are starting to do more upstream work. And I think as a society, we realize the importance of prevention. Mm-hmm. So if you think about prevention, it could be don't use the substances. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have an intervention like right. rehab. Or prevention in the family space could be keeping families together. It could be marriage counseling.
Yes, it's anything that contributes to a family being able to stay together, whether that's attribution of resources, whether that's counseling, whether that's joining a support group, whether that's having an advocate who is able to connect you with the resources that you need.
Having a meaningful relationship with a faith community. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes that is preventative. Mm-hmm. So we want to highlight prevention work. We want to highlight people who are going upstream. And oftentimes these things are happening simultaneously to interventions. And when you think about prevention, it's oftentimes not funded. Mm-hmm. It's hard to measure. Mm-hmm. And when you're the person sowing the seeds of prevention, you may not see the fruits of your labor. You may not ever harvest. Yep. And you have to have a different mentality for yes. prevention. Mm-hmm. And then the third word mm-hmm. is what you were just talking about from the Bible verse, mm-hmm. reconciliation. And I don't know that many groups are really speaking the mm-hmm. language of reconciliation.
Yeah. I think reconciliation as a term, when someone hears it immediately, especially when it comes to kids who are in foster care, I think the sort of conclusion that people jump to is, well, do you want a kid to go back into an unsafe situation or maybe an abusive situation and a neglectful situation? It's like, obviously not. That's never the idea. That's never the hope. But I think part of what 518 Family Services does and part of what we want to do with this podcast is bringing awareness to, honestly, sometimes how easy it is to lose your child to the foster care system and how complicated it can be to get your child back. I know, Allison, you've talked before in just sort of our brainstorming meetings about just the little things that parents need to have sort of checked off so that CPS doesn't get involved in their home. Would you be able to maybe speak on that a little bit?
Sure. It could be something as simple as, you know, how clean is your living space? Do you have enough beds for the amount of children that are living there? Do you have resources that could help you in a respite situation mm-hmm. to where if you needed somebody else to help babysit your children, do you have a village? Mm-hmm. You know, just knowing some of the criterion that yep. healthy families have, you know, if we share that, that's preventative. But if families can check off those boxes, then they should mm-hmm. experience reconciliation.
Absolutely. If it is something as simple as having someone to take care of your child while you sort of
work. Right.
Yes, right. It could be as practical as work, or it could be, you know, having a couple weeks to grieve on your mm-hmm. own after a family member or a huge member of your support system either passes away mm-hmm. or is no longer a part of your life. You know, there are just so many reasons why families are separated where prevention is necessary. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is necessary that kids are taken out of their homes.
We want to recognize the spirit of reconciliation.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when I think about group homes or foster care, intervention sometimes drags out for years yes. and years. And you want to, if at all possible, see a reconciled family. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it from, you know, one of 518's ministries is marriage counseling mm-hmm. and family counseling.
sometimes that's going to lead to reconciled marriages.
Absolutely.
If you think about one of the first guests on the podcast, you're going to see a co-parenting situation where a set of grandparents had to reconcile in order to provide a stable environment for their grandchildren. So we want to make sure that we are speaking into the importance of reconciliation. And it can be like in the space where if we're talking about substance abuse, it can be where the person re-enters their former lifestyle after something like rehab or drug court. If you think about it from the school example that I just gave, it could be the intervention was placing a student in an alternative setting. It could be them returning to a base school setting. So there are many ways that you can talk about reconciliation. But to me, it feels like closing that loop, or it feels like acknowledging that continuum. So typically, we highlight the heroic stories of intervention, but we also want to acknowledge the prevention space, but also the reconciliation space.
I think, too, that with the intervention space, it sometimes is easier or more clear to share intervention stories because there's a clear beginning and a clear end. However, with prevention and reconciliation, it's a little bit messier. There's no, okay, everything's okay now. And granted, that's probably not the case with an intervention story either. But for the sake of telling a story, there's a clear beginning, middle, and end.
Right. I just want to bounce an idea off of what you said about everyday people. In the spirit of talking about prevention, intervention, and reconciliation, this podcast won't always highlight the beauty of the process.
Absolutely.
We want to talk about the mess. And sometimes you want to win the hour or you want to win the day. And you may have to go through this cycle quite often of, or you may be going through it simultaneously where you're trying to prevent something, you're intervening on something, and you're also reconciling at the same time. So it's not incredibly clear. And when we talk about mending futures, we're talking about complicated human stories.
It's people.
Right.
It's people.
It's people. It's messy. And as we're sitting here hearing the stories, I've already started to experience a reflective, you know, understanding how I'm the product of a mended future. And I've not thought about that before. Until I heard some of the stories from the other side of the couch.
It's very, very special.
So I challenge the audience as you're listening to the stories to think about your own story. Think about the power of human connection. Think about the power of being a part of someone's village.
Absolutely.
When we talk about making family stronger, it's going to take a village.
Yeah.
It's going to take a village of everyday people.
Because when you think of a healthy family, if you yourself are blessed enough to be a part of a healthy family, think about your own village and all the people who contribute to the functionality of your life at the very least. You know, it takes a village. There's a reason that's such a common saying.
Right. And I think as someone who has typically worked in the space of being a helper, so my background is in K-12. I've also worked in nonprofits. You're working for a nonprofit. A lot of us are paid to be the helpers.
Yeah.
Or we're paid to be the village. It's going to take a combination, a very organic combination of people who are paid to be the village, but also those of us who are choosing to be the village.
Absolutely.
And the importance of making sure that we're supporting our neighbors and making sure that we're supporting folks that are already in our webs or already in our networks. So I hope that some of these stories show people how simple it can be, how everyday people can really help mend futures.
And that's sort of a funny little dichotomy because we are hearing complex stories, complicated stories, messy stories. However, the people who are a part of a village have a very simple job.
Mm-hmm.
Show up. Have a meaningful relationship with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Intervene.
Right.
For lack of a better word, you know? Yeah. So I think something that I've talked to our CEO about is that we bring simple solutions to complex situations. You don't need to reinvent the wheel in order to provide mended futures. All that to say, this will all come into practical application, and it's all going to be combined with very powerful, very touching, very impactful human stories. So we're just excited to get into it.
Thank you for listening to the Mended Futures podcast, recorded at the corporate offices of 518 Family Services in Lynchburg, Virginia. The hosts of this podcast are Taylor Melvin and Allison Jordan, produced by Liam Chafin, Soli Jugar, Sue England, Taylor Melvin, and Allison Jordan, and the executive producers are Robert Day and Claudia Fletcher.